of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're bringing Christians out of the church and out of the prayer closet to get back in positions in the institutions that we should have never left. But we left the institutions because we were tricked. We were deluded, folks, and now we're ending those delusions today. And I pray, folks, you'll go to that very, very important website, WhiteHorseMedia.com. WhiteHorseMedia.com, a very wonderful website, beautiful website of Steve Wahlberg's. And look at all the other books he has, folks. But most of all, let's order his book today. I've got 30 copies headed my way right now, and I'm going to order more. We're going to get this book out so that we can get our brothers and sisters out of the churches and out of their prayer closets and back on the field, standing up against Lucifer and his minions as we're supposed to. So for the second hour here, now, folks, that we are going to open the phone lines up down the road here just a piece, but don't call in yet. I want Steve to really hammer the nail in this delusion of the return of the Jews, God's chosen people, there in 1948, because our ministers are so hung up on this. They believe that Jesus Christ is coming any moment because of the wars over there right now, and they see all of this delusion falling into place that they've been taught in these seminaries that have mistrained them and misdirected them and misguided them, and then they've come out to misguide and misdirect us in our churches. And so important, Steve, go ahead and put the nail in the coffin of this very bad delusion. And we don't know, as you've mentioned, Steve, before, Jesus says we don't know when his return will come. He says that we're not supposed to know when his return will come. Well, the pastors today believe it's coming any moment, and we're going to be all raptured out of here because of what's happening in the Middle East. So go right ahead, Steve, and tell us what we're missing here.
Yeah, there's a lot that we're missing, Jack. And just for the benefit of those that listened during the first hour, let me give out our phone number.
Please do.
If they want to get the book, End Time Delusions, the number is 878-BIBLE. 878-BIBLE. We don't have anybody there today. They're off today. But tomorrow they'll be there. And if anybody calls 878-BIBLE and says that you heard the program on the Jack McLam show, and if they want to get the book End Time Delusions, we'll give it to them for $10. It's normally $14, but here it's $10 because we just want to get the word out. We're not in this to make money. We just have a small margin anyway. It just helps us to keep going. But anyway, $10 is not a lot.
That's
for
right.
A book that's full of truth.
Oh,
and they can also go on our website, whitehorsemedia.com, and read articles. I mean, there's just so much information that is free for anybody to go on and take a look. Now, let's just go back a little bit more to 1948, like you mentioned. One of the dominant ideas about 1948 is that the regathering prophecies in the Old Testament were fulfilled on May 14, 1948, when God regathered the Jewish people and reestablished the state of Israel under the auspices of the United Nations. Now, it's pretty bizarre, isn't it, that God would use the United Nations to fulfill his prophecy? Don't you think that's
right.
Pretty strange already?
Yeah, the UN, the UN, brother, is setting up, along with a lot of help of ministers and politicians in this country, the Antichrist world government system. So that's really, really surprising that they would help set up the return of the Jews.
That's right, in the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, the next point is when you look at these Old Testament prophecies, like Deuteronomy 30, Ezekiel 36 to 38, there's a number of them. There's one in Zechariah. And what happens is, well, let's take a look at this after the break, and I'll show you what one of them really says.
All right, brother. Very good. Folks, we're bringing out those 75-80% of our fellow Americans back onto the field of battle against God's enemies. And that's proper. That's so important today. And God will bless us for it. And thank you, Steve, for being here. God has blessed us by bringing forward our dear brother, Steve Wahlberg. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Sure, Jack. I'm going to look at one of the regathering prophecies that people use to support the idea that God fulfilled prophecy and brought the Jewish people back in 1948. Deuteronomy 30 is just one example, and this is what the Bible says. Verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee concerning Israel, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return to the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee." Verse 3 says, "Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee." Now, people say this happened in 1948. God fulfilled his prophecy, he scattered Israel, and then he regathered them. But if you look at the text closely, again, this is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 to 3, God says clearly that when they are among the nations, if they call to mind his words, and they return to the Lord, and they obey his voice,
that's right.
Verse 3 says, then the Lord will turn their captivity, and then he will gather them from all the nations. Now, Jack, that did not happen in 1948. Israel did not fulfill the condition. The Jewish Zionist movement did not return to the Lord. It didn't obey his voice. It wasn't a spiritual movement. It was a secular movement. It was a political movement. And in the light of the New Testament, to return to the Lord and to obey his voice would mean to return to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, yeah.
That's what it would mean. And the only way that God could regather the people would be for them to return to Jesus Christ, to obey his voice, to become his born-again, spirit-filled, obedient followers, and then he would regather them in fulfillment of prophecy. Jack, that did not happen in 1948. There's just no way.
No
and
way.
That's just one of the flaws of the 1948 theory. In my book, I have a chapter called Titanic. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of another chapter, Titanic Truths About the Temple, dealing with the temple issue. But
yeah.
The 1948 chapter is called 1948, An Unquestionable Doctrine, question mark, or an unsinkable doctrine, question mark. And then it takes a look at it. It looks at Hal Lindsey's view. It looks at Christian commentators and their comments about 1948. It looks at the scriptures that they use to support their theory. And then it closely examines what those texts really say, and it just shatters. It shatters this idea that God brought back a nation in unbelief in 1948 who hadn't repented, who hadn't returned to his voice, who wasn't obedient. You know, when God brought the people back after the Babylonian captivity, it was a totally different matter. Ezra was following God. He was teaching the scriptures. Nehemiah. And the people came back, and they kept the Passover, and they repented, and they went back to the scriptures, and they separated themselves from their foreign wives, from their non-Israelite wives, and there was a tremendous revival that was going on among them when God brought them back from Babylon in the days of the Bible after the Babylonian captivity. And 1948 was totally different. And today, if you go over to Israel, and I've been there, it's 99% secular. I mean, there's just as much homosexuality over there as there is over here. They had a gay parade last year going right down the streets of Jerusalem. There's abortion over there.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Homosexuality. There's prostitution. There's just as many problems over there as there are over here. And in Bible days, when the people of God were doing those kind of things, God sent prophets, and he denounced that, and he said, you need to repent, or you're going to go into captivity.
Yeah,
you're going to be destroyed.
Yeah,
you need to turn around.
Sodom and Gomorrah, he just killed them all when they got into those kind of deviant behaviors. So God doesn't change.
That's right. It is a surface, superficial theology that sees an unbelieving secular people as the center, as the apple of God's eye. It's just not that way. God loves Jewish people. He loves Gentiles. He loves us all. But Jesus said, if we don't repent, we'll perish.
That's right.
He said that in Luke 13, verse 3. Unless you repent, you'll perish. John chapter 8, verse 44, he talked to certain Jewish people and said, your father was the devil. Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist looked at a whole group of Pharisees and Sadducees who thought that they were the chosen people just because they had a lineage back to Abraham, a bloodline. And John the Baptist said, don't think you can say that Abraham's our father. God can raise up from these stones children to Abraham. And he said, now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. And every tree that doesn't bear good fruit, Jack, John the Baptist said, he will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
That's right.
And that is what John the Baptist said. And he was talking to a group of Jewish leaders who were under this delusion that because they were Abraham's children, they were special, they were protected, they had some kind of a special shield around them, that even if they were living in sin, and if they were vipers, and if they were doing all these things and rejecting their own Messiah, you know, everything would be just fine with them. John the Baptist exposed this delusion and said, you're going into the fire. And it's a sad, sad reality. And Jewish people that don't come to Jesus, they're in the same boat as Gentiles who don't come to Jesus. And now's the time to spread the gospel to them. And the sad thing, Jack, is it is illegal over in Israel right now publicly proselytize and try to bring people to Jesus Christ. And are we going to say that God is behind a nation that makes it illegal to bring people to his son? I mean, come on. You know, we need to wake up. Now, like I said, I'm a Jew, and there's extremes. One view makes the Jews all devils, and the other extreme, puts them all into heaven.
Yeah.
And the fact is that God loves Jews, but they're sinners, just like Gentiles, just like everybody else. We're all in the same boat. We all need a Savior. And in the Old Testament, when they sinned, they had to bring a sacrifice. And that sacrifice pointed forward to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And without the Savior, we're all lost. Jew and Gentile, we're all lost. And
well,
now's the time
I
to receive him before it's too late.
Yeah, I'd heard, brother, over the years, I know a lot of missionaries, and a lot of good of God's people have gone over to Israel. And, boy, they told me, and all I had was their stories, that if they tried to hand out Bibles or they tried to proselytize the Jews, they would be arrested over there. Is that not true?
Yes, that is true. That is true. There's a law of return that a Jewish person that comes from outside of Israel that wants to become an Israeli citizen, he has to publicly acknowledge that he is not a believer in Jesus Christ.
Brother,
this is an abomination in the sight of God. And this whole idea about rebuilding the temple, let me quickly talk about that. People think, God's behind. Many Christians give millions of dollars to support the rebuilding of a Jewish temple. When Jesus died on the cross, that was it. He was the sacrifice, and 40 years later, the temple was destroyed because he was the sacrifice. There's no more need for a temple and sacrifices. And if the Jewish people ever do rebuild a temple, which I don't think they'll do, there's 99% of Israel, they don't even want a temple. There's only one little tiny Orthodox Jewish group that would like to see a temple rebuilt, but most of them don't want it. But if they ever did rebuild that temple and started their sacrifices, that temple and those sacrifices would be an official denial of Jesus Christ. It would be anti-Christ.
That's
and
right.
God can certainly not support a temple and sacrifices that deny the sacrifice of his Son. So these are all part of the delusions, Jack. The temple delusion, the Israel delusion, the tribulation delusion, the rapture delusion, all these delusions are clearly spelled out in my book, End Time Delusions. It's right there, whitehorsemedia.com. They can get the book, 878 Bible. They can order it, and they can just open it and read the scriptures for themselves.
Right out of the Holy Bible.
That's what we encourage people to do.
Right out of the Holy Bible, folks, the King James Bible. You can read the scriptures yourself, so... I know many of the listeners are saying, but, we worship our pastor, as I used to do in Southern California with my wife. We used to worship our pastor, and anything he said had to be absolutely true because he had studied the Bible for many years. And many of the listeners out there are saying, but how could my pastor be wrong? I worship this man. Well, in the first place, folks, we shouldn't worship our priests or pastors. We should worship Jesus Christ, but... I found out the hard way, brother, that my pastor tried to molest my wife down in the bottom of the church here, basement of the church over there in Southern California. So God blessed me by waking me up, and I've never worshipped a pastor since then. Actually, folks, these pastors have been through seminaries where they've learned these delusions, they believe these delusions, and we've got to get this book to our pastors too, folks, and have them read it. Because they, too, are deluded, and they're going to stand before God and answer why they deluded so many other people all these years. And that's a sad thought, Steve, isn't it?
You're right, Jack. In James chapter 3, James talked about those who teach will be judged more strictly.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that a lot of Christians are aware that there are deceptions in the world, but when it comes to their doctrines of prophecy, they can't even comprehend that they themselves might be deceived in these areas.
It's tough.
And we're dealing with a massive delusion, and we've got to get back to the Word of God, to the teachings of Jesus Christ himself, who was a Jew and who died for Jews and Gentiles to bring them together as one at the foot of the cross. And again, Ephesians 2:14-17 is so clear that when Jesus died, he broke down the middle wall of partition between Jew and Gentile, and through the cross, he made both one. And this whole theology that built back up that partition wall and puts the church over on one side, Israel over on the other side, it's rebuilding the wall that the cross of Christ broke down.
Yes. Folks, there's so much in this book. My dear brothers and sisters listening today, and Steve is not going to get through all of this. Believe me, there is so much in here. We're just hitting the top of the iceberg, you might say. So please get this book. Order it through the phone number or through the website. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I just want to tell you that I'm looking at your pages here, 176, 177 in the book and other pages, and you've got probably six different reasons that are valid to prove that the regathering of 1948 was not according to the Bible. And I don't know how much of this you're going to get through, Steve, but let me know when you want to open the phone lines up. But you have some very important points in here, folks, about six reasons why this is not true, and we're not going to get through it all. So, folks, Steve, please give out that contact information again. People need to read this whole book like me. Going to have to read it several times before it finally hits home that it's true. And you got to use your King James Bible, lay it beside it, folks, and look it up. As Steve says it, and you'll see he's right out of Scripture. Here we go. Steve, please sure, give out that contact information again.
Sure, yes. The website is whitehorsemedia.com. We call our ministry White Horse Media because Jesus is coming in Revelation 19, described as coming on a white horse to conquer the devil and all of his global forces of evil. So that's why we're White Horse Media, whitehorsemedia.com. The phone number is 878-BIBLE, 878-BIBLE. There's nobody there today, but they'll be there tomorrow. We're in California, Pacific time. Now let's go back to 1948. Matthew chapter 24, this is one of the things that you just read there, these six or seven different points Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 32, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise, ye, when ye see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Now, Hal Lindsey, in the book The Late Great Planet Earth, he quotes this text and says, look, the parable of the fig tree happened in 1948. When May 14, 1948 occurred, the fig tree began to put forth its leaves. And then the next verse I didn't read, verse 34, Jesus says that this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. And Hal Lindsey used to teach that he thought this verse was fulfilled in 1948, and so he counted one generation, 40 years. And he used to teach that in 1988, Jesus Christ would come and the rapture would take place, 40 years. From 1948 to 1988, that would be the generation that saw the fig leaf put forth its leaves. Well, of course, he ended up with a lot of egg on his face. This was one of his false prophecies. We're now in 2007, a long time after 1988, and so far, no rapture. So that was one of his false teachings. Now, this verse that I just quoted has nothing to do with 1948. It's just a travesty of Scripture that people quote this. The fig tree, in Matthew 24, Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. But if you look at the passage in Luke, there's a parallel passage, and I've got it right here. In Luke chapter 21, verse 29, Jesus said, he spoke a parable, behold, the fig tree and all the trees. And all the trees, Jesus said, when they now shoot forth, you see and know of yourselves that summer is near at hand. So likewise, you, when you see all these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. So Jesus was basically saying, if you look at the fig tree or all the trees, when they start blossoming, you know that summer's getting close. He said, in the same way, when you, the disciples, or us, when we see all these signs happening at the same time, we know that the return of Christ is near. This is not a reference to the Jewish nation being reborn in 1948, because Jesus said, look at the fig tree and all the trees, all the trees. He's just using trees to represent the signs that once, as summer gets near and the trees start blossoming, that's how we know summer's near. And so when we see all these signs happening, we also know that the coming of Jesus is getting closer. So that's just another example, Jack, of how this whole 1948 doctrine, it's just built on sand. It's built on a misinterpretation of text after text after text after text, just like the rapture doctrine is built on a misinterpretation of 1 Thessalonians 4:17, 1 Corinthians 15:52, Matthew 24:40. These verses are being twisted, and Paul and Peter, actually it was Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3, he warned about those that would be twisting the scriptures to their own destruction. And Jesus warned in Matthew 24, he said, let no man deceive you. There will be false prophets. There will be false teachers. Peter said in 2 Peter 2:1 that false teachers would come right inside the Christian church. And it's happening right now, Jack. It's been happening for a long time. It's happening now. And this whole rapture, tribulation, seven-year theory, 1948, all of this is part of a massive system of false prophecy that is leading people away from Bible truth, from the true gospel, and from the need of Jew and Gentile right now receiving Christ, turning from sin, standing up against evil, developing spiritual muscle to stand up for God and to prepare for the final days that we will be going through as we await the second coming of Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother. Very well put. Very well put. And folks, you haven't even heard the beginning of it. I mean, this is the beginning, but there is so much in this book of End Time Delusions to prove how we've been deceived. And every Christian on the face of the earth needs to have this book, folks. So please, please call and order as many copies as you can. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
To get the phone lines up, but I want Steve to make one more very important point. Steve, go right ahead, brother.
Sure. Thank you, Jack. One of the texts that I've heard over and over again is in Genesis chapter 12, where God talks about how he would bless those who bless Abraham and curse those who cursed him. And people quote this text so many times and say, if we bless Israel, God will bless us. If we curse Israel, God will curse us. And they use this text to pretty much counteract any criticism at all of the nation of Israel. And I love the Jewish people, and I certainly want the Jewish people to stand there in the midst of a sea of Arab hostility that is out to push them into the sea. But this text, Jack, is being perverted. That's not what this text is saying. When you read the context, first of all, God is talking to Abraham himself.
Right.
Verse 1 says, the Lord said to Abram, and then in verse 2, he said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And then verse 3 said, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curses you.
Right.
And then verse 3 at the end says, in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, that in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. That is referring, it's a prophecy of the coming Messiah.
Right.
That through Abraham's line, Jesus Christ would be born. And through his line, through Christ himself, it says all the families of the earth will be blessed. And that includes Arabs. That includes Muslims who come to Christ. That includes Palestinians. It includes Jews who believe in Jesus.
Right.
And so the scripture is not just a categorical statement that anyone who blesses Israel is blessed or anyone who curses Israel is cursed.
Yeah.
It's talking about the blessing on Abraham himself and the ultimate blessing coming through his line, and that is Jesus Christ, and how Jesus is going to come to bless all the families of the earth, including the Arabs,
right,
if they come to Jesus Christ. So that's just another example, Jack, of how Scripture is being twisted to support a false theory.
Well, thank you, brother, for that, because that is so important. Yes, we have people that if you say anything about Israel that's negative, they throw their fingers together like a cross and scream and run from you because they don't want to hear it, you know, because they think a lightning bolt's going to come out of heaven and smoke them out of their tennis shoes. And so that's very important, brother, what you said there, because indeed he did say that to Abraham, and it was about Jesus Christ. So, brother, do you mind if we go to the phones now and open them up here? Steve? Hello, Steve? What'd you say? Oh, he dropped off the line? Oh, my goodness. Okay, folks, we're going to open up the phone lines, though, while we get Steve back. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today. And we do have one caller on the line, and as soon as we get Steve back here, we'll get back to it. Folks, yes, you see the importance now. This show today is so important. I hope you'll get a hold of RBN and get a copy of this on CD and share it with your friends and relatives of this program today, and that'll lead them to ordering this book through WhiteHorseMedia.com. WhiteHorseMedia is one word, .com. And remember, folks, if you tomorrow, when you order this book, End Time Delusions, I've ordered 30 of them because I have this meeting coming up on the 17th that I want to give out to people and have them order the book. But you get a great discount from $14 down to $10 if you mention the Officer Jack McLam program, okay? So tomorrow, call in, and we will get you a great discount through Steve for listening to this program. Steve, are you back with us? Okay, good. Okay, Steve. All right. Steve, we have Mike on the phone from Maryland. Mike in Maryland, welcome to the program. You're on with Steve Wahlberg.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Good show as always. Great guest. You always have something on your show that makes you think. And, you know, I'm like you. I, for a long time, believed in the rapture. And after listening to your show and others and shortwave radio, you've just about convinced me that it's all a big, you know, hoax. But one question, I want to make sure that I heard you right. There seems to be a bad connection, but hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, so am I to believe that you don't believe that there's going to be a seven-year tribulation period where the Antichrist will rule and they will have a false prophet? Or what's your gentleman's opinion on that?
Okay, Steve,
yes,
go right ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. In the book End Time Delusions, the second section is called Tribulation Delusions. And that section analyzes the whole idea of a seven-year tribulation at all. This seven-year idea really isn't in the Bible. When you go from Genesis to Revelation, nowhere does it specifically say there will be 7 years of tribulation. That doctrine is really based upon an interpretation of one primary passage, which is Daniel 9:27. Which talks about somebody confirming the covenant for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he would cause the sacrifice to cease. Hal Lindsey and other pre-trib people interpret that 1 week, a day for a year, which would represent 7 years. They apply this to a future tribulation when he is the Antichrist. He makes a covenant with the Jews for 7 years, and in the midst of the 7 years, he will stop the sacrifices of the rebuilt Jewish temple. That's the way they interpret that text. The fact is that for for about 1,800 years, the majority of commentators, including Matthew Henry, Adam Clark, Jemison Fawcett and Brown, the major Christian commentators, they interpreted Daniel 9:27 as applying to Jesus Christ, that he was Christ, that he confirmed the new covenant during that seven-year period. And then it says, in the midst of the week, which would be after 3.5 years, which was exactly the time of Jesus' ministry, 3.5 years, in the midst of the week, he would cause the sacrifice to cease. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he caused the sacrifices of the Jewish temple to cease because he was the great sacrifice. And it's really a stretch to take that 70th week, separate it from the other 69 weeks, shove it down to the end of time, take the he, make it the Antichrist, and apply it to a seven-year tribulation when the text itself and historical Christian commentators have never understood it that way. And so anyway, back to your question, I do not believe that there is a seven-year tribulation at all. It's a myth. It's a misinterpretation of one text. My book, End Time Delusions, documents the history behind it and shows that it applies to Christ. And I think we're here, we're going to be here, and we're going to be here all the way to the end, and there is no rapture and no 7 years.
We are going to have tribulation, though, right, Steve?
Oh, yes. Christians
let me ask you a question. Do you think, is there going to be an Antichrist that's going to rule from revived Roman Empire? And then will there be a false prophet that will try to masquerade as Christ for a given period of time?
Mike, these are great questions. And you really need to get the book End Time Delusions,
yes,
because the third section is all about the Antichrist. There's definitely going to be a beast. There's definitely an Antichrist system. The problem is that the Protestant reformers for 300 years, they all believed that the beast and the little horn of Daniel 7, which comes out of the ten horns right out of the midst of the Roman Empire, with eyes like a man and a mouth speaking great things, that little horn was the Roman Catholic Church that came right out of the ten horns of Europe. It had a man at the head, the Pope, with a mouth speaking great things. It made Daniel 7:21 says that the little horn would make war against the saints. And all the Protestants said, look, there's the Inquisition, there's all the martyrs, there's the bloody warfare against the Bible and against the saints of God predicted right in Scripture. And that's why they left the Catholic Church and became Protestants, Protestants, because they saw the papal system as the beast, the Antichrist system of prophecy.
Mike, we've got to get going, buddy. We've got more callers on the line. Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Thanks.
Very good questions.
Great question, Mike. Thanks.
Let's go to Joe now in Maryland. Joe, welcome to the program. You're on with Steve Wahlberg.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. This is my first time calling you, Brother Jack, and I'm sure glad I turned on. I just found you. I'm listening to you on satellite.
Well, good.
And I agree with your guest 100%, and I have never heard anybody wrote a book, and I am so glad I tuned you in today. And I just wanted to, I already agree with what he's saying. He's just making it very plain for me, and I will be ordering some books tomorrow. But I just wanted to say God bless you, Steve, and being brave and bold and getting out the word to somebody like me.
Well, thank you so much. You've encouraged me. It's such a blessing, and I sense the Holy Spirit is really in this program, and your call is just a perfect example of, it's a proof of that.
Well,
God bless you.
I've been trying to tell people, but they don't listen to me, particularly my family, of course. But now I'm going to get some books, and I'm going to say, here, you know, family, and here, ex-pastors, and this kind of stuff, you know, to really.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a brother-in-law.
Yeah, you know, the book End Time Delusions will give you all the ammunition that you need. And if you go on the website, whitehorsemedia.com, and if you click on that, if you go to books and look at End Time Delusions, you'll see right below that book, you'll see a link where you'll read about 32 different testimonies from pastors and from Christians across the country that have read the book and had their eyes open, and they've just gone, wow, I see it, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we could put hundreds of testimonies on the website, but we figured 30 was enough, but there's so many more where people have just testified that book has opened their eyes.
I have a brother-in-law that's a preacher, and I just really, he's been on my heart so much because of his calling, you know, and he has a higher calling than just you and I do, you know, just preaching what we know, you know.
Sure.
He has a lot of more responsibility, you know, accountability to God, you know, than we do. But anyway, God bless, and I'll let somebody else take get your next call. Thanks. God bless you.
Sure. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank
too.
You, Joe. God bless you, sister. I hope you'll call back again sometime. And like Joe, folks, this is the time. God says in Isaiah 5:13, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And I think it's Hosea 4:6 that says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge or something like that. And folks, we're in that time today. As you can tell from what Steve has said right out of the Holy Scriptures, his people are destroyed and put into captivity because they have no knowledge. We can bring that knowledge, folks, but it takes your help. It takes your help. So praise the Lord for Steve Wahlberg and his great book. God has brought it to us at the right time. So like Joe and Mike, I hope, folks, you'll order the books. And let's get this stone rolling down the hill. And as we push it faster and faster, it'll pick up steam and we'll awaken more of our brothers and sisters in Christ at a time that they truly need to be awakened, Brother Steve, and on the field of battle against God's enemies at this time. So let's say, let's see, is this Mike in New York? Is that the one we had before, or is that a new caller? Okay, Mike in New York, you're on with Steve Wahlberg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I want to ask your guest, how he can claim that Jesus was a Jew?
How can I claim that Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah.
Well, based upon the Bible. When you read the book of John, read the book of Matthew, if you look at the genealogy of Christ, I mean, you go back to
what
David
genealogy?
And you go straight...
Jesus was a God's son, right?
He was a what?
Mary, his mother, she lives in Judea, but he wasn't a Jew.
Well, where are you getting this from? Where are you getting the idea that when Jesus was a little baby, they took him to the temple and they circumcised him? It says that in the book of Luke. He went to the synagogue, he taught in the synagogue, he kept the festivals of the Jews. It says over and over again in the book of John. He was a Jew. He was born among the Jewish people, but he was the Savior.
He was born among them, but he wasn't
Jews,
a Jew.
But of the Gentiles, of everyone else.
Well, where are you getting this from, Mike? Where are you getting your information?
I heard a lot of discussion on RBN about it, and on a show, 10 o'clock is a show on the weekdays with Eddie Adams.
Uh-huh. Okay, well.
Many, many Bible study teachers, and they said it many times. He wasn't a Jew.
Well, Steve, am I right or wrong, but isn't there a scripture that said that Jesus came from the tribe of Judah?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well,
Paul,
that's where the word Jew came from.
Yeah, Judah comes from Judah.
No, don't claim it. Who is Judah? Jews come from Esau and Edom, right?
No.
Don't come from Judah.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Mike, let me ask you a question. What else do these people who say that Jesus wasn't a Jew, what's their point? What else do they say?
Many, many different things.
Are they hostile to Jewish people?
I think they're right.
Let me ask you, Mike, are they hostile to Jewish people? Do they, the people that you're listening to, do they love Jewish people?
Why are you asking? Why do you love Jewish people?
Well, because I want to know.
Just read the Bible correctly.
Are.
The King James Bible.
Uh-huh.
Judah.
Here's my question.
Tribe of Judah are Germans.
Mike, here's my question. Do the people that you're listening to that are saying that Jesus wasn't a Jew, do they love Jewish people?
What is this to do with this? Just read the Arthur Koestler, the 13 tribe.
Yeah.
He said correctly, Jesus wasn't a Jew. That's
well,
it.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know how.
Mike, I just respectfully,
so.
I just respectfully.
That's why
disagree.
The Jews kill him.
Okay, well, Mike,
no,
thanks for calling in, Mike. We've got to go,
you.
Mike. We've
okay,
got to go. Next. So thanks for calling in, Mike. Very interesting. But I'll tell you, Brother Steve, I just finished a book a second time by a dear friend, Charles Weissman. And it's on Esau, Edom. It's an old book. But he tracks throughout history, and Charles Weissman's a tremendous researcher, and he tracks throughout history when Esau was, of course, born with Jacob, his brother, and God talked about them. There would always be enmity between the two of them, and there always has been. And Esau, Edom went on to be the Edomites, and then Judah, you know, the 12 brothers were all born to Jacob, Israel, and Judah was totally different from Esau, Edom, even though there was some intermarriage in some of those years, according to Charles Weissman's research. But this man has it wrong when he says that that the Jews are Edom, Esau. You know, it's not true. You know, the tribe of Judah was separate from Esau. So anyway, we'll be right back. We've got Lester and Todd on. So Lester, Todd, hang on. We'll be right back with Steve Wahlberg.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water, in short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, folks, we're coming back hot here. We've got to come back fast because we've got two callers on the line and we only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Lester in Ohio. Lester, you're on with Steve Wahlberg.
Yeah, Steve, I was wondering, how many years was it between Moses and Jesus Christ?
Between Moses and Jesus Christ, approximately 1,400 years. The
1400?
Exodus took place about 1,400 B.C.
Okay. Well, I was he was talking about them 7 days there, and well, in the New Testament, he says that he'd have it that you know this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's 2 Peter chapter 3. That's just a statement talking about time from God's perspective.
Okay.
That's God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. That's not a principle of interpreting days in the Bible. It's just a principle of the way God looks at time.
Well, he's been gone for 2,000 years, right?
Right, that's right. But from God's perspective, it's just like 2 days.
That's 2 days he's been gone.
And that's right. From God's perspective, eternity will
be here in
a minute.
Yeah. We're on the third day. No.
Right, but Jesus died, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. You can't just take that one text in 2 Peter and apply it to all these other Bible verses about things happening within literal days.
Now, you spoke about being born again, right?
Correct.
Okay, Saul on his way to Damascus, right? Was he not born again and became Paul?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, when he was born again, what did God do? He made a light in his house, right?
He changed him and used him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
He died and he was reborn. Okay.
Okay, Lester, we got to go, brother. We're just
Lester. I'm deep for you guys.
Hey, thanks, Lester. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Todd in Kansas real quick. Todd, we only have about a minute left. Oh, Todd dropped off. Good. I'm going to give it to Steve then. Brother Steve, we don't have much time. If you'd like to make a closing remark, please do.
Sure, Jack. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I know God is going to use this as you record it and spread it out. Again, our phone number is 878-BIBLE. Our website is whitehorsemedia.com. The book is End Time Delusions. And I just want to focus in finishing on John 3:16.
Okay,
Jesus
very
said,
good.
God so loved the world, and that includes Jews and Gentiles, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The New Testament is Christ-centered above everything. It's not Israel-centered. It's Christ-centered. And some people, you know, put Jews into hell and others put them into heaven, but Jesus wants Jews and Gentiles all to come to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
And he can save us by his grace.
Yes.
And that's my doctrine, the gospel. And I want to see everything through the eyes of Jesus Christ. And that's what my theology does. It filters it all through Christ. I'm doing the best I can, Jack. I know God has blessed this program. We've had some great calls. And I just encourage people to get the book End Time Delusions, to check it out from the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Just look at it in the Scriptures and be centered in Jesus. He's coming again soon. He wants us to get ready, and now is the time to get ready.
Yes, brother. Well, thank you, Steve, so much. God is using you in a mighty way. And we want to help you, brother, because we're helping all of God's people across this earth. If there was just some magical way that we could get this book out in the hands of every Christian and every Christian pastor that has been so deluded, it would do just fantastic things at this time in our history. But we're going to do it in a small way, the best way we can, Steve, to help get this book out. And God
bless
you,
brother. You're helping to make it happen.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Jack. You're helping to make it happen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, brother. And to your family, too, our prayers are with you. Okay, folks, that's it for today. Wow, what a show. Get a copy of this CD from RBN, would you, folks? Get copies of it and hand it out to your friends and relatives. And they'll want to get this book, End Time Delusions. We just hit the tip of the iceberg today, folks. There's so much in here that's in the Holy Scriptures. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.